pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet, you have the meeting draft minutes from April 29th. Held in 2025. The minutes. Are there any questions, comments, changes? Hearing none, we'll accept the minutes as presented. All right. Good evening. My name is Stacy Ekstrom, Chair of the Morrill County Planning Commission. I'll preside over tonight's meeting. People who wish to present testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed toward the applicable criteria. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes an appeal to the Board of Commissioners on the issue. Please sign in the back of the room or make a note in chat if you are participating via Zoom and would like to present testimony. Please indicate which hearing. Also, please speak only when identified by the chair and begin by giving your name, spelling your name, and address. If you have exhibits, please, for our consideration, please provide those to staff. This is the conclusion of the introduction, and we'll begin tonight's agenda and call this hearing to order. Conditional use permits UPN 38925, Kimberly Renteria, applicant and owner. At this time, are there any abstentions or conflicts of interest? Hearing none. Caitlin?
Yes. And okay. And Chair, Kimberly is on Zoom with us today.
Okay.
For CUP-NORA-389-25 for Kimberly Renteria, we would like to submit an additional comment to the record that was received this afternoon by an adjoining property owner.
Is that this?
Yes.
Okay, let me make a motion to add this email from John Marlowe to the record.
Our motion to add it to.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Okay, please add to the record. Okay, thank you.
Okay. This property is located on Depot Lane in Irrigan, outside of the Irrigan UGB. It is approximately 1.1 acre, and they are asking permission to park 5 commercial truck tractors on the property. The applicant advised that they've been operating commercial vehicles for approximately 16 years. We recognize that this is a conditional use permit and shall be temporary, allowing the business owners to find an appropriately zoned location for their trucking business. Continuing, a lot of this is very much the same as we've gone over in the past. Conditions are a little bit more stringent. The applicant shall maintain the home occupation as presented in the application. If complaints are received or it is found that the work is being performed outside of what is proposed by the applicant or within terms and conditions of this permit, the permit may be revoked. Condition 2, all commercial activity shall occur within the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. All commercial activities should be limited to single trips per unit per day and operated seasonally no more than 6 months out of the year. Condition 3, no more than 5 full-time or part-time persons may be employed on the site at any time. Condition 4, noise, traffic, lighting, and other potential impacts to neighboring property shall be limited to those generally anticipated for a typical residential use. No major mechanical work or operation is permitted or allowed. Condition 5, this permit would be valid for 1 year with annual review and an opportunity to renew the permit for an additional 2 years. This permit is not valid if owner of the property changes. Condition 6, any proposed signage must meet the requirements of the Morrill County Zoning Ordinance and receive zoning permit approval. Condition 7, the permit does not include the approval of any new structures or modifications to existing structures for purposes of the business. Condition 8, all commercial units included in this home occupation permit are required to be parked on the property as presented in the site plan and not in the right-of-way or in such a way as to cause visual detriment to the roadway. Condition 9, the applicant shall obtain and provide a copy of an access permit from the Morrill County Public Works and Road Department by July 31st, 2025.
All right, at this, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. At this time, we invite the applicant proponent to present testimony and evidence. She's on Zoom. She's muted. There we go.
All right, so I think first off, we're just needing somewhere to park our 5 trucks.
First, you need to start with your name, spelling your name and your address for the record, please.
Okay, yeah. My name is Kimberly Ventria. I am owner of the 75678 Maple Lane in Oregon.
Thank you. Okay, now you can proceed.
Okay, as summarized in the application, we are just needing somewhere to park our 5 semi-trucks, just the tractor portion of them. They do run seasonally, usually early on in the year, they run around 4 to 7 weeks, just one. And then we have another 5 operate for late harvest starting September for the same amount of time, 4 to 7 weeks. Generally, and as other people have appeared to have the same concern, it's just difficult to find somewhere safe to park the property. We have reached out to a couple different people, for example, CSS Farms, who contracts the trucks seasonally, but no one seems to want to have the liability of getting other people's property damaged, since they don't have the setup for security.
This is her 5. Check and ask a question.
Yes.
She said no trailers, but I think the application said they would. Or is
no.
It only the tractor
it
unit?
It is just the tractor unit.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Marlowe's comment was asking.
Yeah, I was going to say so.
Yeah.
I invite at this time, does the staff or commission have any questions for Kimberly?
It's just the tractor unit. What are the trailers?
I'm going to say, are they rented trailers?
So,
or
CSS,
owned by CSS owns their own trailers.
Provide the trailers. They only harvest, they only transport potatoes, so they provide the trailers.
Any additional questions for Kimberly?
Chair, if I may.
Yes.
And Kimberly, the fence along the west end of your property, part of it is screened, if not completely screened from the adjoining property, is that correct?
Yes, so the whole side to the left of the property is all screened away. I think our neighbors used to have animals on there, which is the reasoning for that. That's just always been there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. And Kimberly, it sounds like a nice little business plan you have here. You do understand that this is only temporary.
Yes. So we've been looking for alternative places to park them, but kind of like I said, we have reached out to a variety of different people and like people who we've been contracted with,
mm-hmm.
such as Bruce Ford Farms as well. But even they experienced theft on their farmland, so they're a little hesitant about allowing other people to park their trailers there.
Okay. And you're in a, just to follow up, you're in a similar predicament as a dozen or so other trucking businesses, and when that first year rolls around and the second and third year, there's no more renewing it. So if you come across property you think you might want to purchase or rent, please check with Caitlin or any of the planners and we can help you figure out a permanent place to put the trucks.
So yeah, that's something that we kind of walked over, but because of how little net income we take out of the business, because they are seasonal, it hasn't been something that's like very convincing or that's very, I would say, like adequate for our situation, just because they do not run full time and that isn't our primary source of income. So we were kind of hoping to see if we could find anyone else who has that year round and benefits best from it, so that we can also maybe rent it or do something else, because it is a little expensive, or it wouldn't really seem convenient to rent something year round to only run them for a couple weeks out of the year.
Yeah. Just to follow up.
Yes.
So I've said this during and before and after other hearings for similar conditional use permits. There are a couple of places in West Umatilla County in the Hermiston area where a property owner who owns some industrial property built a fence, put up razor wire, locked gate. There's one just off of Pumpkin Center and Kick Road, and those trucks are very similar to yours. They're parked there 8-10 months out of the year, and then they're gone just those few months. And I happened to be in Umatilla County when a lot of neighbors were complaining about living in a residential zone next to folks who have trucking operations. And so we worked with a lot of landowners to do that. There's another location off of Klaus Lane. It has a similar setup, a secure gate, razor wire, lock fence, and then somebody built a large shop. So the added benefit with that facility is that people can do repair or hire a mechanic to do repair at that facility. It all takes a lot of money, but the I think the important piece there is it wasn't just one landowner looking for their own business. It was multiple numbers of trucking operations working together and renting some property. It's not always the business model people want, but I'm just sharing that with you because it's going to be a tough pill to swallow in a couple of years when, you know, if you're not moved, then you go directly to justice court with a citation. So, and that's protecting, giving you a little bit of latitude to stay where you are for a couple of years, but it's also protecting the property values and the lifestyle of the people who are living next to you. So.
Any additional questions? Okay, at this time, I would invite the opponents to testify or present evidence. I guess we don't have any.
Marla was sort of opposition, but
yeah, we have that letter, but we got answered. Will we respond back to him with since he asked a question? Do you just send him an email back, or how does that, or will he call? I don't know, just jumping.
He will probably call. I mean, we don't always follow up one-on-one, but I think we will, because we'll have time. Either Caitlin and I will. But one of the things you could do to address one of his concerns is to have that side obscuring fence on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
Which was that a condition?
It's not a condition, but it's already screened.
Oh, it is already screened. Okay.
Yes.
And that's his property?
227 is his property. And as of right now, he's not residing on it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he bought it to build then.
Yes. Okay. He bought it to build.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. Okay. So at this time, is there anyone that has neutral testimony? Hearing none, I think we can go past the fact that we don't need to ask any additional questions for the applicant. So at this time, we'll close the public hearing. Does the commission have any questions of staff?
Chair, if I may.
Yes.
If we wanted to, we could add that it would need to continue to be screened on the west side of the property as a condition.
That's a good idea. Because yeah. Is it vegetation right now?
No, it's actually a paneled wood fence.
Oh, okay.
Is that her property or is it the other gentleman's screen?
I'm not entirely sure.
Kimberly, is that fence on the west side, is that your on your property or the neighbor's property? Do you know?
I'm honestly not sure. I know we've had issues with it because it's like fallen into their side because the person that used to own that had horses, so they would bite at the fence and it would fall over. But we haven't really made any modifications. That's just always been there. So I'm not sure. That just been there.
Would you see any problem maintaining that fence? Just so there's a nice buffer between you and the neighbor?
Yeah, no. We kind of plan to keep that fence there.
Okay.
So at this moment, I would call for a motion or to continue the hearing.
Motion to approve with the said conditions, with the addition of maintaining the screen between the residences.
All second.
Okay, I have a first and a second.
Can I ask for clarification? Yes. Was that adding, Commissioner Finch, a condition?
Yes, adding a condition to maintain the screen.
Okay. Maintain the fence.
On the west side.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's been a motion made to accept and second. Any additional discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion passed. Thank you.
Looks like you're in a hotel room. Hopefully you're doing something fun.
Yeah, Japan right now.
Wow. Thank you.
Japan.
Oh my goodness. Okay, enjoy.
Thank you all so much. Have a good day.
It's probably
the middle
of the night or something.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Good morning.
At this point, I
think that ahead.
Tomorrow.
Okay. It's today there, isn't
our
it?
Next
should be later, like early in the morning.
Next hearing is hearing number two is for potential use permit CUPN 390-25 Juan Rodriguez, applicant and owner, calling for any abstentions or conflicts of interest. Hearing none, Caitlin.
For CUP-NOR-390-25 for Mr. Juan Rodriguez at 71472 Wilson Lane. This subject site is approximately 1.89 acres. It's located in a farm residential zone, approximately 1.5 miles west of the Boardman city limits. And he's asking permission to operate and park 5 commercial 10-wheelers on the property. For 7 to 8 months out of the year to be operated intermittently. As of right now, they have been operating for approximately 15 years. They understand that this is going to be a conditional use permit that shall be temporary until they can find another appropriately zoned location for their trucking business. Mr. Rodriguez did specify that when the trucks leave the property for harvest, they don't come back until after harvest.
Oh, there's not an in and out.
It's not an in and out. It's a, they stay on the farm during harvest and then come back and are parked for several months out of the year. 8 to 9 months out of the year. As of right now, the existing access is from Wilson Lane. This is a public roadway owned and maintained by the county. We are asking that they be required to provide a copy of the property access permit from Morrill County Public Works Department. And we've listed that as a condition of approval as well. Conditions are very much similar to Ms. Renteria's. that the applicant will maintain the home occupation as presented in the application. If complaints are received or it is found that the work is being performed outside of what is proposed by the applicant or within the terms and conditions of this permit, the permit may be revoked. All commercial activities will occur within the hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. All commercial activities should be limited to single trips per unit per day and operate seasonally, no more than 6 months out of the year. If we want to, we could modify that. Since they leave for harvest and don't come back, but in the effort to remain consistent, we made it per unit per day. Condition three, no more than 5 full-time or part-time persons may be employed on the site at any time for noise, traffic, lighting, and other potential impacts to neighboring properties shall be limited to those generally anticipated for typical residential use. No major mechanical work or operation is permitted or allowed. 5, this permit is valid for 1 year with annual review and the opportunity to renew their permit for up to for 2 additional years. The permit is not valid if the ownership of the property changes. Any proposed signage must meet the requirements of the Morrill County Zoning Ordinance and receive zoning permit approval. 7, the permit does not include the approval of any new structures or modifications to existing structures for the purposes of the business. 8, all commercial units included in this home occupation permit are required to be parked on the property as presented in the site plan and not in the right-of-way in such a way as to cause visual detriment to the roadway. 9, and the applicant shall obtain and provide a copy of an access permit from the Morrill County Public Works and Road Department by July 31st of this year.
At this time, we invite the applicant to present any testimony or add any evidence.
Chair, I will be recusing as we are the adjacent landowner to the south. Our only concern is the setback.
Would you like to speak?
Sure.
Okay. Since you're here, you have to...
No, I'm sorry. I'm in the cell tower.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, because you just had me really confused.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm confused as well.
Go ahead.
I just read 2 applications.
Have a seat.
Phew. I was like, state your name, spelling, and address.
Juan Rodriguez. Let me spell my name. Was that this?
Yes, sorry. Oh, I was reading.
Juan is J-U-A-N, Rodriguez, R-O-E-R-I-U-E-Z. Address is 71472 Woodson Lane in Borman, Oregon. I guess the only testimony I can give is we've been operating there for the past 15 years, and in that length of time, we've always been mindful and respectful of neighbors, and I think that reflects on, to my knowledge, there's no complaints from any of our neighbors, and that from noise or just being a good neighbor. Most of the trucks, there are just 10 wheelers, so we just park them there. No major mechanical work is done on site, just minor stuff, changing tires, stuff like that. Once they leave for harvest, so we run potatoes, so it's only that couple weeks, so once they leave, they're not in and out. There, we park them outside the property for that same reason, for neighbor's sakes. Nobody wants to hear a 10-year-old at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? So, that's it.
That answers the questions, I feel like, for the person that had questions on that. So, at least I think it does. Any questions of the applicant? Okay, hearing none. Thank you. Are there any opponents to testify or present evidence? Hearing none. Anyone neutral? All right, at this time we'll close the public hearing. Does the commission have any questions for staff? Hearing none, I would call for a motion.
A motion that
conditional use permit. 390-25 be approved with the recommendation from staff.
Seconded.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passed.
Thank you. And you don't have to stay.
I'll stick around.
Oh, okay.
First time is.
Oh, okay.
We
just like to tell people that.
We do take names for planning commission members, so
yeah.
If you find it pretty invigorating, you just let us know.
If you leave, you're going to be one.
I meant to ask a question, it's too late. So where do you park it when they're off the farm during the season that's secure?
So we run for, we work for Three Mile Canyon, so either inside the farm or on the storages, Tower Road, or sometimes Echo or Talented, like on the field where we try to, now is the best location to leave it out in the open, but you got to kind of balance.
There's different levels of security,
yeah,
depending on where they're at. Okay.
You're probably operating on, what, 18 hours out of the day during the harvest season?
Yeah.
They're not parked very long, yeah.
Or just carries.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, hearing number three, land use decision LUDS 08325 and variance BS 05725, Mary K. Bell, the applicant, and John Flynn, owner. Now, Brian.
As a formality, would you mind sitting in the audience? That's just what John Kern says. Thank you very much.
I'm going to recuse myself too. Oh. I'm part of the effort to raise money for this. Helping get it installed, so I can't really be unbiased.
Okay. We still have a quorum. We're good.
I'm just kidding.
All righty. Is this you, Tamara?
Oh, no.
This will be my first.
Sorry, Clint.
Yes.
All right, Clint, can we please have the staff report?
Wonderful. Good evening, everybody. So this request is to site an approximately 40-foot tall radio transmission tower and approximately 48 square foot support building on an EFU parcel about 700 acres, about a quarter mile east of Hepper city limits, right back on this hill behind us. For a little bit of context, the radio tower, a transmission tower less than 200 feet, is an allowed use in an administrative review that would not require planning commission approval normally. And the support building is small enough that it would not even require a zoning permit. However, all structures are subject to setback requirements, and there is a request for a variance from setback requirements. So we've bundled this application together, processed them in conjunction for to keep it clean. The radio tower, for part of the base of the tower, the applicant is wishing to use a pole that already exists approximately 5 feet from the side property line. There also, the support building needs to be sited directly next to the tower, and it is proposed to be sited approximately 7 feet from the property line. There is a, kind of a sketch there. You can see, yeah, that's fine right there. So, any of those. The far west side that kind of sticks out, the southwest corner of that. Jim, if you can kind of put your cursor approximately where that's sited, if you recall, up and to the left, right about there. That is approximately where the tower is proposed to be sited at. The only other structures on that entire parcel is a cellular communication tower that's about 75 feet right there next to it. And that's part of the reason for the siding. Again, the pole to be used for the tower and the shed, the support building being so close so that it doesn't impede on employee access to the existing cell tower there. A couple conditions to go along with that were the applicant shall, or proposed conditions, excuse me, is that the applicant shall obtain zoning permit approval for the radio tower and any applicable building permits for both structures. So we already know the small building won't require a building permit per se, but electrical otherwise. Applicant shall be responsible for restoring as nearly as possible to its former condition any agricultural land and associated improvements that are damaged or otherwise disturbed by the siting, maintenance, repair, or reconstruction of the proposed structures. And the farmland around it is used for grazing. And the last condition is the applicant is required to comply with any regulations and directives stipulated by the Morrow County Weed Coordinator, which may include continued mitigation practices.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we invite, well, the applicant's not here, but any proponents to present testimony or evidence?
Dale. I'm here. I'm Dale Bates, D-A-L-E, B-A-T-E-S, and I just am oriented to grant my application for this radio site. It'll bring actual radio signal into Heppner itself, which is pretty hard to get. Anyway, this radio station has actually been about 4 miles away over on Black Horse Canyon for the last 20 years, and no one knows about it because it doesn't reach in here very well. But we put it up there, it will take care of that problem, and it'll serve us and the community real very well, and I appreciate that.
Do you have any questions?
What?
Could you give your address, please?
My address, my personal address is 270 Cannon Street, Heppner, Oregon.
So you're here to speak in favor of it or
yeah.
to answer questions?
Oh, favor of it, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, or to answer questions.
Answer if you have any questions, yeah.
Do you have a question?
My only question, yeah, is you wouldn't be here for the setback, so why not just abide by the setback?
Well, we already installed the pole. It cost us $1,600 to put it where it's at. Plus, if we could move it about 20-some feet towards that, that would be in the middle of where people drive. Right there, like over to what's the Blue Mountain Community or Blue Mountain Technologies has a pole there with their equipment on it. And
cell tower.
And
so that, what's that?
It's got it's for Wi-Fi and communications for internet.
Blue Mountains, they usually do like a. It's kind of an over-the-air Wi-Fi. It's a very rudimentary version of it, but yeah.
That's what's part of the service in Heppner is what you're talking about.
Right, right. And I mean, I guess it could be moved, but it would cost us more money. Plus, it would somewhat impede the access to getting over there to that.
All right. Well, I was just curious. Man.
Yeah. Because we thought about that and going, oh boy, it's. The blue flat level ground right where people drive right through there. If we move on, put our building in the middle of that. We prefer not to do that. So we don't.
Any additional questions? Okay. Thank you. At this time, we invite any opponents to testify, present evidence. Was there anybody left?
Favor.
Anybody else wanted to speak in favor?
That wants to talk about it?
Well, you have to hold on.
I'm holding.
Okay. Yeah, okay, at this time, any opponents to testify or present evidence? Okay. Any neutral?
There you go.
Thank you.
Do I get to talk now?
You get to talk now. Just go ahead and say your name and Terry.
Totally unfamiliar.
Terry, just need your name and address.
All right. My name is Terry Thompson. My address is 72948 Bunker Hill Lane, Heppner. I happen to own a piece of ground right next to this. It's a 30-acre patch in the, it'd be the southwest portion of that. And there's a little dot there that shows about where the current facility is up there. My question is, has that line been surveyed? Because I have in my hot little hand an NRCS map with the property line going right through the existing facility that's up there now. Brian, I think, has some information that says that's not where it goes. All I want to know is if this tower is a commercial endeavor and it goes through my property, I'm entitled to some compensation. If it doesn't go through any of my property, I want, it's fine with me. That's about it. But I want to, whoever's putting it up, have they surveyed it? Because, and has a, and was the original one up there surveyed? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't answer that for you either.
Your map shows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But I have more information on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I will state, if I may, I will state for the record that the satellite imagery and the overlay with the lines are definitely not survey grade by any means on that tool.
Okay.
So right now, what's there, Terry? Is this a fence line? Is there a fence line there or anything there now?
Yeah, if you're assuming that the fence line is a property line, that's a faulty assumption.
No, I understand. I was just
the fence line is, I think, off quite a bit ways.
And this is the fence line right here?
Yes.
I thought so,
And so what's this green line here? Who's come up with
that? That, I assume, is the property, is the deeded line.
So, yes, that would be the approximate...
And you see, it goes right through the existing facility up there. But I think Brian has some information that that's not so.
Yeah, so the satellite imagery that's overlaid is definitely a significant margin of error.
So is this a question sort of is, corner is, here that's marked, or
the question is where is that corner?
Right.
Yeah, and the answer is simply you can't tell from.
So why is that corner black on this map?
Oh, sorry. The black. I'd have to zoom. Can you zoom out just a bit, Jim? I apologize. So yes, the black line is a property boundary. Again, it's an approximate property boundary based on the image. The green is actually a section within the, I forget the actual, the PLSS, the mapping system that's used.
Is that a section line or a quarter section line?
One of those.
So the subject property sucks up 400 and the Thompsons own the property on the other side. So that green line right there is not a property line?
400 is
That Thompson. Is correct.
Yeah, 400 is Thompson.
400 is Thompson's, right? This right here, 400.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Approximate.
Part of that does coincide with a property line. Where it intersects there and heads straight up north, I'm not sure. I'd have to take a look. But
Jim, can you show the tax lot? Sorry, because we only see tax lot 400. Yeah. 3704. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's really helpful.
Well, you can see how off they are, or...
So is the green line a property line?
It is.
Estimate, but it's off because if you see here the green line, like 701, 702, their property is half owned by the city if it was correct. Because it's like if you look on four map, it's all off.
Yeah.
It's all off, yeah. It's not survey accuracy, Clint's exactly right.
Yeah, so if I may.
So this building, is that's here now? Is that right? That's existing. And is this the pole up just on the other side?
The pole, from the way that I understood it drawn, the proposed pole in question is to the southwest of that existing building. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Correct.
Oh, that would be on Thompson's property then.
If the overlay is correct.
So if I may, Chair,
yes.
Just to be very clear on this, this GIS map cannot be used to make that determination.
Right.
So Mr. Thompson may have a valid case, but I don't know. A survey may be the answer.
Survey.
I'm not sure.
Questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's close.
For us in the city, when we do it, we own almost up to the houses. Some part of the houses, according to this core map.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. This is a little more accurate than core map, but it still has a big, pretty big margin of error.
Yeah.
How even is the terrain around that? Is it pretty, like, genuinely, like south and southwest? It looks like it slopes off quite a bit, does it?
It's flat and deep soil.
The north-south lines are straight up and down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been up to the reservoir? It's the far face.
Oh, okay. I'm understanding now.
Okay.
The east-west line is flat enough to build a fence.
Can we make a determination without having
Well, I think we still have more information, but yeah, I think after, sounds like Brian's information and then.
Okay, do I have additional neutral comments, Brian?
No, I have no more.
Okay, thank
that
you.
It?
That's it, you can get off the hot seat.
All right, thank you.
Brian Thompson, 55805 Highway 74, Heppner. So, I had Matt Kenny go up and establish the corner. So you guys had plenty of basin to put the pole in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put the pole on Terry's property. Is it a commercial endeavor?
No.
Okay, I don't think that we care, but I believe that that needs to be established. The property line runs 10 feet south of the cyclone fence on the existing building. There's a fence around that cell phone mechanical room or whatever. If you zoom in a little more, we can probably catch the fence.
Is the fence where you
So the fence is about 30 feet offline. The pole was put on Dad's property.
Well, there's a pole down there.
Yes. Well, I don't know if that is or not, John, because...
This?
Yeah, but that's an old picture, and this is... The cross is on... Terry's property.
I can show you very close to where that's actually at if you would like me to do so.
Matt Kenny was up there a few days ago and like you said, I assume this is for the public good.
Yes, it's a non-profit radio station.
Say that again.
It's a non-profit. It's a Christian radio station which is non-profit. They make no money, no advertising on it. And it's only runs on donated funds.
So, okay, so if it's on John's property, they're not paying him a fee.
We're not going to pay him anything. But it appears that maybe on your property, so we're going to come talk to you, I guess.
All right. So I guess as a conditional use, I would suggest, and not in the seat, that there was some sort of statement that says they will establish that corner. And it's fine with us that it's there, but I think it needs to be noted.
So you
because
say
people are going to want to go on and off there, and it just needs to be. We're glad to be part of the deal, but I think it needs to be noted that, like, Matt was up there 4 days ago and established that that fence is not online.
So can I just ask to clarify, you think the pole that they want to put up is on...
The pole has been put up already.
And it's on Thompson's property.
That's what Matt says.
So that kind of makes the whole application moot, because we can't approve an application on somebody else's property.
Right.
The application was submitted as if it was on...
And we are in no way being, you know, against this, but that's the fact.
Come back.
But
every time we look at this map, it goes through the cell tower, and finally we're like, we should probably figure out if that is the case.
Yeah.
And it is not.
But if they
come to him and say, can we put a pole, can we leave a pole on your property, that's cool.
And then if you're, what's the variance? I mean, what's the setback? If you're outside of that setback, it's just a zoning permit.
Yeah.
It would
still be an administrative review, but it would not require.
What's the setback that's allowed?
The